Jonathan Safran Foer's novel, Everything is Illuminated, was published a couple of years ago. He was just 25 at the time and won a number of awards. His second novel, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, has just been published. Alan Chews has this review.
Working with a 9-year-old narrator named Oscar, boy wonder Jonathan Safran Foer, now 28, breathes a freshness into the old quest theme. A boy sets out in search of clues to his late father's life and dares to take on the events of 9/11 with eyes wide open. Oscar plays his father's last telephone message from his office at the World Trade Center towers over and over again. Is anybody there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Playing with typefaces and page spacing, employing doodles and photographs and some four-color lettering, child wonder Oscar attempts to dramatize in his pages the deep suffering in his heart after his father dies in the terrorist attack. And though now and then the book slows down out of sheer repetition and the weight of its own cleverness, most of the time it moves along inexorably, fueled by Oscar's inventive imagination. Sometimes I think it would be weird if there were a skyscraper that moved up and down while its elevator stayed in place, Oscar writes. So if you wanted to go to the 95th floor, you'd just press the 95 button and the 95th floor would come to you. Also, that could be extremely useful because if you're on the 95th floor and a plane hits below you, the building could take you to the ground and everyone could be safe. Skipping school, Oscar takes off on an adventure through New York's 5 boroughs. Haunted by the memory of a fabled 6th borough he first heard of in a story told to him by his missing father. And the reader tags along, entertained and finally mesmerized. Is anybody there? I was there.
The book is Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.